Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Pennsylvania, my home state, the Keystone State. Report from Selena Zito about the two campaigns moving around Pennsylvania county to county. Trump in Cambria County. We're told that Vice President is spending 5 days in Allegheny County. That's Pittsburgh. Senator Vance has been in Erie County recently, and I think he traveled Butler, all around northwestern Pennsylvania. Governor Walz has been in Lancaster County, I'm certain. They've all been in Philadelphia, and the debate will be there, is my memory. In any event, Pennsylvania is 19 electoral votes. It is very difficult to imagine a credible scenario that does not include Pennsylvania in the column of the winner. In other words, the inauguration in January of 2025 is very likely to be the winner of the Pennsylvania vote. Straight up majority. That wins it. Small Business America, deepfakes. Gene Marks joins to praise deepfakes as teaching us to check our sources. Don't expect the first 3 times you read something for it to be accurate. Check. Gene and I agreed. We use Reuters, Financial Times. Gene also checks the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. I check the Europeans because they're absent the partisan games. I'm not likely to see spin modifiers usually. Reuters doesn't have any votes in the Electoral College. On to a question of road trip in Boomer Nation. Jim McTague reports. He lives in Lancaster, and he drove to Valparaiso, Indiana, to visit his family. And along the way, saw lots of gray hairs driving vehicles. It is after Labor Day, everybody back to school. However, Jim said the Comfort Inn, where he stayed for $100, $14 tax, very modest, and with breakfast, filled with gray hairs traveling around America. Good for them. He counted less than a dozen EVs, had a chat with an EV owner who said that he paid $2,300 for insurance. Jim said, I paid $2,700, and that's why he got rid of it. It's nearly twice as much or 80% as much, again, to insure an electric vehicle. Why? Well, they're hard to fix. There are not many people who can fix them, and also there's a tendency to declare them totaled when they're in an accident. I don't know why, I just learned that from Jim. In any event, he went on to Valparaiso, where it's a college town. Things are rosy. Then a report from Genoa from my colleague Lorenzo Fiore. Giorgia Meloni to meet with President Zelensky at a meeting upcoming in Italy. And Prime Minister Orban of Hungary, who praises Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for her even-handedness and leadership in the EU. I agree. Question of Donald Trump before the election. There are 3 pending prosecutions. 4. The Georgia prosecution and the state prosecution does not seem to be active. The news in New York today was the Manhattan prosecution will not move to sentence before the election, leaving the two federal indictments, one in D.C., one in Florida. The D.C. indictment was part of the conversation because Judge Chutkan has not decided whether the immunity decision by the Supreme Court does or does not apply to decision-making now to move forward with the new indictment, the rewriting of the indictment to fit the immunity decision by the Supreme Court. Also, there is the question of whether Special Counsel Jack Smith was appointed properly. All of that is pending. Then, to continue the conversation about COVID-19 with Richard Epstein, following the Mark Zuckerberg letter confessing that Meta had been influenced as to how it should respond to people's tweets, Facebook postings, Instagram postings during the pandemic. It appeared that Mark Zuckerberg was confessing. Richard very carefully qualified that, saying the letter was written by lawyers to avoid troubles. It did look to be surrounding the point, we made a mistake, we won't do it again, but I'm projecting. I follow Richard that the lawyers wrote the letter to avoid any future commitment or past admission of guilt that is in censorship. The book tonight is the first hour of two, Conversation with Michel Paradis, The Light of Battle, Eisenhower D-Day and the Birth of the American Superpower. It is a wonderful telling of Eisenhower between the end of 1943, the end of the Italian campaigns, and the mainland Italy was then under assault by U.S. and British forces, moving Eisenhower to London to head up Overlord, which was the code name for the Second Front in the north of France. It follows him week to week, month to month, as he deals with the battle captains and the leaders of state, Mr. Churchill, Mr. Roosevelt, at a distance, Mr. Stalin, at a very big distance, Mr. Chiang Kai-shek. It is extremely well-researched, and Eisenhower is a fascinating and largely hard-to-penetrate personality, a manager of men. As a general, and as a president, I recommend the book First Hour tonight. It ends on D-Day, so this is all prep. And then conversation with Henry Sikorsky about nuclear power matters. France looking to build an enrichment plant in the U.S. Do we need more enriched fissile material for nuclear power plants? Unknown. And then a question of nukes in a war zone. Ukraine wants the IAEA to include its electric grid in its inspections because without electricity, Zaporizhia or any nuclear power plant cannot maintain stable conditions. So the electric grid is part of the vulnerability. And then finally, Bob Zimmerman, we talk about a Mars sample return mission that China proposes for 2028. And Bob lines up the three possibilities of Mars sample, Russia and China, the U.S. with NASA, and SpaceX with Starship. Bob has a winner in mind. And finally, the Europa Clipper, even with its not hardened for radiation batteries, is set to launch in October for Europa to see if there's something moving under the ice. Wish it well. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.